This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Friday, the chief medical officer at the Colorado Department of Health and Environment reactivated the crisis standards of care for emergency medical services. Through this activation, emergency dispatchers and ambulance crews will get help prioritizing calls and determining the best course of action for medical care. The guidance includes interacting with potentially infectious patients and maximizing care for multiple patients with limited staff and emergency vehicles. A federal investigation has revealed a small airplane that crashed in Huerfano County in southern Colorado, killing the pilot last month, had been flying in formation with two other planes before it went down. Family members said Friday that the human remains found earlier this week in the Marshall Firebird area belonged to 69-year-old Robert Sharp. Investigators working in the 5900 block of Marshall Road found the partial remains of the adult on Wednesday, according to the Boulder County Sheriff's Office. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley said Sunday that two people remained missing after the fire, a man from the Marshall area who has been identified as Sharp, and a woman from Superior. Just after midnight on Saturday, January 8th, officers of the Colorado Springs Police Department responded to a two-vehicle collision. The accident happened at North Circle Drive and North Union Boulevard. CSPD says a Jeep failed to yield to a red light and collided with the front passenger side of a Toyota sedan, causing the Jeep to roll over. The driver of the Jeep was uninjured, but the driver and passenger of the Toyota were transported to Penrose Hospital for medical evaluation. Police say the driver of the Jeep was driving under the influence. Two men involved in two 2018 murders were sentenced Friday after being convicted by a jury in 2021. According to the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office, Marquis Hazard and Nasheed Rivers were both sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. In May 2021, Rivers was convicted on all counts for his involvement in the deaths of 21-year-old Serena Garcia of Parker and 20-year-old Marcus. Friday, the Colorado Springs Fire Department responded to reports of a structure fire. When crews arrived in the 4100 block of Morley Circle, they found heavy fire coming from the garage of a house. Crews managed to contain that fire, and it eventually was put out. Fire investigators determined that the fire was caused by an overloaded electrical circuit from too many Christmas lights plugged into one outlet. CSFD is reminding residents to be careful when plugging in appliances and lights. A teenager was sentenced Friday for the murder of their mother in the spring of 2020. Emma Kenny Kenner, who was 16 at the time of the murder, was sentenced to 40 years in the Department of Corrections with 5 years mandatory parole. According to an arrest affidavit obtained by KRDO, officers were initially called to their Banning Lewis Ranch home for a welfare check. A coworker called police when Bridget Kenner didn't show up for work. When police entered the home, they found her nude in the living room with multiple puncture wounds. They also found a bloody knife in the kitchen and bloody clothes in the laundry room. KRDO has confirmed a 55-year-old man died after injuries were sustained from a fall at Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel in Pueblo on Tuesday. King Soopers employees in Colorado Springs will begin a strike on Wednesday morning, January 12th.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venichinkwe, and the scattered rain and snow showers that we had last night didn't leave much snowfall accumulation over most areas, but the light wintry mix that we've had this morning, flurries, and just the fog in general, is making for some slowed travel, and I'd still watch the bridges and overpasses for the possibility for some slick spots at least early. But the clouds are going to clear out with some time today, and we'll end up mostly sunny, I think, later on this afternoon. Cool, though. Highs only in the 30s and 40s in most cases. Chilly night tonight, should start warming things up tomorrow. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.